in the limelight.
The recent wiping out of entire three Saudi military brigades in Najran by the Yemeni forces in a decisive cross-border operation has started alarm bells ringing in Riyadh. Stay with us for an interesting viewpoint written by columnist Nawab Zadeh on Iran's English-language newspaper Kayhan International. The piece was published on Monday, 30th of September, and is titled "Spectacular Yemeni Victory Spells Doom of Saudi Regime." Columnist starts by writing Ayah 13 of Surah Saf of the Holy Quran, which reads, Nasru min Allah wa fathun qarib. It means help from Allah and victory is near. Columnist S. Nawabzadeh writes, it was yet another manifest fulfillment of the divine promise of assistance from the heavens to ensure the triumph of the believers over the heretical aggressors. I mean the latest decisive operation in parts of occupied Najran, launched with the above-mentioned Quranic phrase by the indomitable Yemeni forces that resulted in the total defeat of three Saudi brigades and the capture of over 3,000 enemy troops, in addition to the killing and wounding of more than 500 soldiers trained by the Americans and equipped with sophisticated weaponry made in the United States, Britain and France. Video footage of the operation that came on the heels of a spectacular drone strike on Saturday, 14th of September, that destroyed the Abqaiq oil installations in Saudi Arabia, showed tanks and armored vehicles, several of them ablaze, with clear Saudi markings, along with the huge piles of US-British manufactured weaponry and ammunition seized by Yemen's Ansarullah forces. The video footage focused on rows of fresh corpses in Saudi military uniforms in addition to the captured soldiers clad in Saudi fatigues and many of them officers speaking the Saudi dialect of Arabic and sheepishly admitting their defeat. They said the lightning operation accompanied with a barrage of missiles and drones caught them by surprise and they had no other choice but to surrender to the Yemeni forces. Many of those captured confessed that they did not know what they were fighting for and why the Wahhabi regime in Riyadh was sending them to the war front and to their deaths. Kayhan International writes further, it seems the Saudi authorities who initially responded with lies and denials to such a devastating retaliatory attack by Yemen's defenders are in a state of shock, since they have not said anything so far. Horrified at the video footage released by Al Masira television channel, they might be frantically conferring with their masters in Washington, London, or Tel Aviv. As to utter what preposterous lies this time in the aftermath of their failed propaganda to put the blame on Iran for the attack on Abqaiq oil facilities. Of course, the Americans and the Saudis will try to frame up the Islamic Republic and accuse it of supporting the Yemenis in a bid to deflect attention from the US-supported war crimes that the regime in Riyadh has perpetrated for the past 4.5 years. Having killed almost 100,000 men, women and children in Yemen, in addition to destroying the country's infrastructure, making hundreds of thousands of Yemenis homeless, and trapping millions of others in famine and epidemics. Meanwhile, independent analysts in the West say there is no reason to doubt the latest communiques from Sana'a, since the video and images being broadcast by Al Masira television channel clearly affirm the rout of the Saudi ground forces, indicating a pivotal turn in the imposed war that now sees Yemenis in the ascendant position and moving inside what is Saudi territory. It is worth noting that Najran, along with Asir and Jizan, have been historically and geographically integral parts of Yemen until their seizure in 1934 by Abdul Aziz, the desert brigand from Najd, for whom Britain created the state called Saudi Arabia in 1932, 7 years after he brutally attacked and occupied Hejaz, the land of divine revelation, by massacring tens of thousands of Muslims in the holy cities of Mecca and Medina, as well as in Jeddah and Taif, even in the precincts of the sacred Kaaba and the shrine of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. S. Nawabzadeh writes in Kehan International, observers believe that if the Ansarullah movement can deal such a deadly blow to the Saudis, then they are capable of not just crippling the Saudi oil industry with more drone attacks and missile strikes, but advancing further north with the aim of liberating Hejaz. In such a scenario, if such a scenario is to materialize, then people of other occupied parts of Saudi Arabia, especially the Shia Muslim majority of the oil-rich eastern Saudi Arabia, will launch their own uprisings for freedom. In such a case, the Wahhabis will be pushed back into their native Najd, if not totally annihilated, whilst the Saudi ruling family flees to the United States and Europe with hundreds of billions of dollars of the looted wealth of the people of Saudi Arabia, that Washington will definitely welcome, rather than back a losing horse and risk the end of its political influence in Arabia with the new rulers. Inshallah, God willing, the end of this criminal clique that slavishly serves US and Zionist interests and creates a macabrely murderous terrorist to destabilize Muslim lands is very nearly over.